Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Jason Morghese. Jason Morghese is the founder and CEO of Leavemark, the first ad-free data storage and social media hybrid designed to allow its users to archive life's most important memories and documents with the ability to share today or in the future. Before creating Leavemark, Jason spent 9 years as the founder and president of eHealth Screenings, a technology-centric biometric screening company that became one of the nation's leading providers. Well, good afternoon, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Happy to be here.
Awesome, Jason. I appreciate you jumping on. And, you know, we were just talking, so I want to get you through this podcast and also hurry up and turn around and get this message out to the global audience. So thank you. You've got quite that career in technology as a founder, entrepreneur, and now you're the founder and CEO of Leavemark. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I've always considered myself somewhat of an entrepreneur and someone more than anything that loves to invent things. I've been tinkering with trying to build new things since I was very young and working since I was about 12 years old at my first paper route. So I've always, you know, had the desire to get out there and build things that I thought people could use. You know, now with Leavemark, obviously, we're a new social media app, which I'm sure we're going to get into the details of, that we officially launched to the public just a few months ago. And, you know, we're very excited. It's out and in the marketplace. As you mentioned prior to that, I was the founder and president of eHealth Screenings, which was a tech-centric health screening company that I sold to private equity about 3 years ago. And at the time we sold, we processed over 15 million tests, had a national network of over 3,000 wellness technicians, partnerships with over 1,700 lab locations. And, you know, it was a thriving business. The exit was solid for me there where I could hang it up. But I don't think my internal drive as a 4-year-old guy would let me just sit on the beach and golf all day yet. I like doing a little bit of that. But for example, right now, I really just had the desire to create something that I believe could help humanity and better the world. It's more about legacy for me at this point than it was in the beginning of my career. And right now, I think the social media space is in truly need of something different. So that's why I'm starting all over here again with Leavemark.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that story. And we'll be sure to get that message out around this new platform. I'm excited to really check it out and jump on. As you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your company stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody has had to make some adjustments to deal with COVID and everything that we're dealing with. For us, you know, we've been in the development cycle for most of COVID. So whether that's good or that's bad, we've only had to make a few minor adjustments there. We actually, unfortunately, had one of our main developers get COVID during the process. But luckily, he was, you know, he was a younger guy. He healed up pretty well and got back to it. But these last few months, I mean, we're really just continuing to try and push our message, which is we really want people spending less time on social media and more time trying to build the memories that they can upload to a company like Leavemark. It's a bit more challenging to try to push that message right now with this day and age because everybody's kind of stuck at home. But we're hoping that 2021, we'll be able to put this all behind us and get back to some normal behavior.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's been very, very challenging. And on my podcast here recently had put it that we've probably innovated 3 or 4 years just in the last 7 to 8 months, which is amazing what we're capable of when the challenge presents itself. So thanks for sharing that. And Jason, are you leveraging any newer emerging technologies within your tech stack? I mean, if not, maybe there's a cool app you can share with us.
Everything that we've built is pretty homegrown. We have a lot of differentiators, but we've also created some new technologies that, you know, we just got a few patents on. Two of those being our time and location-based capsule. So one of them allows you to release messages at a certain date and time. The other allows you to release messages at a set location. So those are some of the more popular and the newer features that we have and unique technologies.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool where we're leveraging these different types of technologies to, and they're coupled together to make even a more meaningful customer experience. That's pretty cool. I hadn't heard of that. And obviously with some patents pending, that's amazing. So Jason, last question. Everybody wants to know a little bit about you. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either technology or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, I started my life from pretty humble beginnings. I grew up in a tougher neighborhood in Wisconsin. My parents were, you know, 17 and 18 years old, respectively, when they had us without any additional support, which is tough for any new parent that's getting out there in the space, right? Parents ended up splitting up pretty early. And my mom was the one who ended up having to take care of us, worked several jobs and always inspired us to do our best and let us know that we can be successful and improve our lives if we're willing to get out there and work hard enough to do so. So that's probably one of my most important pieces of advice for any new entrepreneurs, whether it's in the tech space or any space, is that work ethic is really one of the most important traits an entrepreneur can have. There may be people out there that have access to better education or connections, or maybe they have more resources, but just don't use that as an excuse in life. If you're willing to get out there and outwork the competition and willing to spend the extra hours and do what is needed to get the job done, then you really have a great shot at coming out on top and improving your life and building a successful company. I think the second, and there are many lessons in life as you, in entrepreneurship as you go through things, but there are always going to be hurdles to overcome when starting out. I remember my first business, e-health screenings, we were probably 2 or 3 years into it. We had one client that made up 80% of our business. They tried to acquire us and tried to discount their revenue against the acquisition price, which obviously wasn't good for us. We had a massive screening that was about to start for them. I told them we obviously couldn't sell for that price, and they pulled the plug on their deal just a week before we were supposed to get started. Obviously, that's pretty catastrophic for any company. But we got together with the rest of the executives in the company. We all cut our salary so that we could continue to pay the rest of the employees. And we just kicked butt and ended up in a better revenue position than we were the year prior with a more diversified business. So, you know, life's going to kick you in the butt. So is business. But you just got to persevere and push on, and then you can become successful.
Awesome. I love those stories of where people really look at adversity straight in the eye and say, bring it, you know, that's really awesome. And that's inspiring. So I'm glad I got to hear your message and I get to turn this around and share it with a global audience. So thanks again, Jason. And Jason, it was a pleasure having you on today. I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thanks so much.
Bye for now.